And could you share with us, I mean, we certainly don't have to go through all of the 13 things that mentally strong people don't do, but can you share with us some of the highlights and particularly some of those things that you really grabbed on to get to deal with your personal tragedies that were really stacked right on top of each other?
Yeah. First on the list is that they don't, mentally strong people don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves, because of course that's exactly where I was in my life, was somebody who wanted to host a pity party. And I had learned over the years that it's okay to be sad, and part of being sad, mad, and angry and going through those emotions is part of grief. That self-pity is when you start to exaggerate things and think this isn't fair, and it keeps you stuck. And one of the things that I had done that was most helpful was we were approaching what would have been my first husband's 27th birthday. And I said to his mother, what are you going to do that day? Are we going to go to work and just pretend like it's a normal day? And she said, well, what do you think about skydiving? This is a woman in her 50s who's never been skydiving before. And I thought, hey, that sounds like a brilliant idea. So we turned his birthday into something every year that the whole family still gets together, and we do some sort of strange adventure, like zip lining and flying Japanese lessons, and turn it into a day that we look forward to so that we don't just sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. That one was the first one on the list because it was definitely something that I had learned through that.
And I'm curious to ask you, you know, something happens to you, it's upsetting, it's terrible, it's, you know, it's clearly a life event, whether it's losing somebody or... something in your career or something in your own health or whatever it is, but... clearly something that is major that you view as negative. How do we distinguish between what is the right amount of time to grieve and feel bad and to authentically, if you will, process our upset or our sorrow or our grief? Is, hey, this has been going on, this has now turned into a pity party and it's not productive. So how do we find that magic line between sort of authentically grieving and dealing with our upset, but not turning ourselves into, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going to eat some worms?
You know, I think there's a myth that people think, well, it's a certain amount of time, that whether it's 6 months, a year, or there's this pervasive belief that the amount of time you grieve is equal to how much you love that person. You like them a little bit, you'll grieve for a month. You really love that person, you're gonna grieve for a year. But time doesn't heal anything, it's what you do with that time that matters. And so it's really about allowing yourself, you gotta go through all the emotion.
Well, hold on a sec. Ben, you said something really powerful there. Time doesn't heal anything, is that what you just said?
Yeah. It doesn't. It's what you do with your time that matters.
So time doesn't heal anything, it's what you do with your time that matters. And so if I'm someone who's going through grief right now in my life, and I'm not, but let's say for sake of argument I was, and I had been told by others, oh, well, you know, for this kind of a loss, you should expect, you know, it's going to take 2 to 4 years, or, you know, you hear these things, right? How would you help me deal with, well, shit, I've been told this could take, you know, many, many years, and I should sort of get ready to be broken for that period of time. What would you say to me?
Just to not put a time stamp on it, because I see some people that sort of just white knuckle it for a year through it, but they're distracting themselves the whole time. They're going out and doing anything they can to not feel the pain, and then 365 days later they think, okay, I'm healed. Now I'm feeling better. I can go out and live my life. But grief often comes in waves. So one day you feel fine, and then the next minute you're crying. Or you can laugh, and then you feel guilty for laughing. And it's allowed yourself just to feel all of those things, and to know that it's okay to be happy, and it's okay to have fun, but it's okay to be really sad sometimes too. And when you can allow yourself to feel some deep pain, then later on in life you'll also experience joy and happiness at more intense levels too.